Friday, Terry Manchester, Aleph, Tammuz, Tavshif, Aleph, Rav Meshulam, Aaron Troy.
Good Chodesh to everyone. Shalom, Shadav, good Chodesh, Shafu, Vishus, and Nechomus. This week's parasha starts off by Yikach Koirach ben Yitzhar ben Kahos ben Levi. So the Chasam Sofer asks, the Gemara says, the famous Gemara, the Gemara says in Yuma, Daf Lamed Chasam Beis, the Gemara says that the Shem Rishoyim Yirkav, that the name of Rishoyim Yirkav should rot. The Gemara says, what does that mean? The Gemara says it means that if someone calls the name of their child the same name as a Rasha, then Yirkav. What's going to happen with this child? Yirkav. Komish bet zayim for them. Maybe even worse. Yirkav. Rishayim Rishayim. If your person calls the name of a Rasha, then Yirkav. Rashi there seems like it's an Issa. You're not allowed to call your child the name of a Rasha. So Asa Chasim Sofer, if we go all the way back to Parshas Vayishlach, and we find that one of the descendants of Esav was called Korach. So how could it be that Yitzhar called his son Korach? Yitzhar, the greater Yitzhar, how can he call his son Korach? Korach was one of the descendants of Esav, who probably wasn't Nishkin Gwena, a greater Sadik. It was there, how can he call his Yitzhar call his son Korach? As though he fed the Chasam Sofer. Says the Chasam Sofer, I don't know what the answer is, but we can see what happened in the end of the day. What happened with this Korach? Like the Gemara says, v'shayim rishayim yirkav taka. He wasn't a greiser sadik, and faked he was a greiser rosha Korach. And therefore, that's what the Chasam Sofer says. That's pshat in the pasuk over here. Vayikach Korach. What made Korach be taken over here? Was his name Korach? Was Vayikach Korach? Was the name Korach that took him aside, that made him into a Rasha, despite the fact that he was Ben Kahos, Ben Yitzhar, Ben Kahos, Ben Levi, even though he had the lineage of Grace of Sadikim, Levi, Yitzhar, and Kahos, but still that didn't help, because Vayikach Korach, because the name Korach, that's what took him. The Tosis Yeshonim in Yuma there asks Akasha, if so, so how can we find that one of the Tanoim is called Rabbi Yishmael? Rabbi Yishmael. Yishmael was a tzaddik? Wasn't a tzaddik. So according to those who learn that he did tshuva, so that he did tshuva, he's already a tzaddik. But that holds that lo yaso tshuva, so if he didn't do tshuva, he was a rasha. So how could the Tana Rabbi Yishmael be called Rabbi Yishmael? The Tana Rabbi Yishmael. Says the Tosis Yeshonim that this halacha only applies if a person gives the name to a child. However, Yishmael was the Ribbono Shel Olam gave the name. Since Ribbono Shel Olam gave the name, then this halacha of Hashem Rishayim Yirkav doesn't apply. That's what the Tosis Yeshonim says. Tosis over there in Yuma gets very busy with, there's a Gemara. The Gemara says a man the Omer called Avshalom. And as Tosis Avshalom, the Gemara says, "Ein lechelo eloylem abo." So Tosis says, "You know what? We're going to say Avishalom. It's not Avshalom." So you see that it's nishkan dava poshut, calling after a rosha. However, the Rosh is brought down. The Rosh says that no, it's not shver. Tosis asks another kasha from a different man, the Omar, who's also called the same name as a rosha. Tosis says, "How can it be?" So Tosis says, There's a name of a Tana called Shavna. It says Tosis, you're not going Shavna, go Shachna, because Shavna was a Rasha. So the Rosh says that this halacha only applies if the name implies of something wrong. If the name doesn't imply of something fishy, that he was a Rasha, then there's no problem. Therefore says the Rosh, Avshalom doesn't mean anything wrong. And Shavna also doesn't mean something wrong. So therefore, you don't have such a problem. And says, the Rosh, I'll bring you a Raya. Because there was a few names of the Meraglim, which we find in Nach, that we use these names of the Meraglim. The Moshe Shamua, Shamua ben Zakur was one of the Meraglim, and Shamua, the Pasuk says in Nachla, was one of the sons of David HaMelech. And there was other names that were used in Nach. Oh, Menashe as well. So Elamai says the Rosh. Says the Rosh the same thing. That to use V'Shem Rishoyim Yirkav is only when the name implies of something wrong. But if it's a normal name, it's a nice name, then even though Punk the Rosh had that name, now there's no problem. That you could call. So this might be an answer for Korach. The Chasam Sofer asks, how could Yitzhar call his son Korach? Aye, Korach was one of the descendants of Esav. There's this Korach. What does Korach mean? It's a wrong name. It's a bad name. It means something not good. The Chasam Sofer, when he discusses this, he's talking about, the Chasam Sofer in Shuvos as well about this. Chasam Sofer talks about someone who called his, the name to write, Lagabi, to write in a get. So this person was called Zima. It's called Zima. It's Hashina Novan, Zima. And the Chasam Sofer said, who gave such a name? Zima. This is mamish, a name that you don't want to give. And he quotes the Gemara of Hashem Rishayim Yerkav. But Korach, well, it's not such a bad name. Therefore, the Chasam Sofer obviously was going in Tosfos. Tosfos holds that it doesn't matter what the name means. You don't call the name of someone after a Rasha, the same name as a Rasha, whether it means bad or it means good, it doesn't matter. However, the Rosh holds that no, this halacha of Hashem Rishayim Yirkav is only if the name implies something bad. It's interesting, the Marsha in Sanhedrin, the Gemara says over there that, what's Korach mean? The Gemara says, Shenase Korcha b'Yisrael. He made a Korcha, like a bald patch in Yisrael. Says the Marsha, what does that mean? Nase Korcha b'Yisrael. He says, no, it means, Nase Korcha b'Yisrael, because from now on, no one can use the name Korach anymore. Because since Korach proved himself to be a bad guy, so now we can't use the name Korach. Says the Marshal, that's what the Gemara means, Shenase Korcha b'Yisrael. Only in Yisrael you can't use it. But by the Goyim they still use it, because Horaya, you got the Korach. They got the Korach who was one of the descendants of Esav. But it's only Shenase Korcha b'Yisrael. The Pasuk carries on, Vayikach Korach ben Yitzhar ben Kahas ben Levi v'dosom v'avirom. Now, Dosa of Aviram, we don't know them as having very good history. However, the Rishayim asked, if they weren't such good guys, and Harayim Mitzrayim, they're already causing trouble with Moshe Rabbeinu. So how come, how did they manage to get out of Mitzrayim? We know that the Rishayim died in the 3 days of darkness. In the Shlesh Yisimei HaFeila, all the Rishayim died. So how did Dosim Aviram manage to escape that and get out of Mitzrayim? They were Rishayim. Remember in Mitzrayim, they were causing trouble with Moshe Rabbeinu, with Ishmitri that he died, that he killed. So the Moshe Zakedim says in this week's parasha, he says that only the people that didn't have emunah of going out of Mitzrayim, those were the people who died in Mitzrayim by the 3 days of darkness. However, Stam Rishayim, they lived through. Only those people that didn't have emunah and going out of Mitzrayim. That's what the Moshe Zakedim says. However, there's a pasuk in Parshas Beshalach. Pasuk says in Parshas Beshalach that after the Yidu went out of Mitzrayim, the Pasuk says that Pa'oma Pari Livnei Yisrael Nevuchim Heim Baretz. Pari said to the Yidu, Nevuchim Heim Baretz. Now who was he talking to? The Klal Yisrael already went out of Mitzrayim. They've gone out already of Mitzrayim. They were 3 days out of Mitzrayim. Well, Pa'oma Pari Livnei Yisrael, there was Yidu still left in Mitzrayim, says the Targ B'Yonis of Menezil, that there were still Yidden left in Mitzrayim. And who were they? Dosan Vaviron. They were still left in Mitzrayim. So this, the Kasha comes back. So they didn't want to go out of Mitzrayim. So if they didn't want to go out of Mitzrayim, so they should have died in the 3 days of darkness. How come did they manage to get out of Mitzrayim? So this is the Medrash. The Medrash says that Dosan Vaviron were one of the Shaitrim. When the Yidden were working for Paroi, they were one of the Shaitrim, and they received the clip they got the patch instead of the Yidim, and in that zechus that they got the patch instead of the Yidim, the Rebbein Shalom, in that zechus, the Rebbein Shalom let them come out of Mitzrayim. And not only that, it says in the Pasuk, when after the Yidim went out through the Yamsuf, the Yidim went through the Yamsuf, and then the Mitzrayim came in, it says of Bnei Yisrael Hochel Be'Abasha B'Seich Hayom. After the Yidim already went through, it says of Bnei Yisrael Hochel Be'Abasha B'Seich Hayom. So the Sefer Be'er Ma'im Chaim says that this is referring to Dosan Vaviram. After Klal Yisrael went through the Yamsuf, the Ribbono Shel Olam made that there was a special split happening just for Dosan Vaviram. How come only just for Dosan Vaviram? The grace of Sadiq in Dosan Vaviram. The answer is yes, because they were Shoytrim, and because they received Klep for the Kladis instead of Kladis Rol, and therefore that was their Zechus. Now Aviram, what does Aviram mean? Going back to what we said before, Aviram, the Gemara said, means Sha'ovad Atzmai Milas Es Tshuva. The name Aviram means that's it, finished, no more doing Tshuva. So they asked that there's a, if you look in the Medrash in Megillas Esther, there's a Manda Omar called Rabbi Yeshua ben Aviram. Rabbi Yeshua ben Aviram, how come? How can someone be called Aviram? This is Mamish, the name of a Rosha. Look upon him. The Aviram, even though Namaisa, he wasn't a big tzaddik, oh, but Namaisa, he had that zchus. Oh. So the next words of the Pasuk is Va'im ben Peles. So the Gemara tells us in Sanhedrin the story with Oyim ben Peles. The story with Oyim ben Peles is that really he was part of the gang of the Machlokas of Korach. And what happened was his wife sat him down and said to him, easy, easy, let's go easy. What's going on over here with Korach? It's either Korach or Moshe Rabbeinu. So what do you have to come in over here? What do you want over here? What are you to gain? If Moshe Rabbeinu is the God of Ador, then he's the God of Ador. You're going to be the Talmud. And if Korach gets in, if he wins, then you're going to be a Talmud of his. What do you have to come over here? What are you trying to do? You're trying to get a Shtela? You're not going to get a Shtela. It's either Korach or Moshe Rabbeinu. That's what she said to him. And therefore, so he said to her, well, what are we going to do? I'm part of the gang, and they're going to come for me. So the kids, so she did the whole Maisa. She gave him wine, he went to sleep, and she uncovered the hair. And the Gemara says after that, the Chochmas Noshim Bonso Beso Ze Ishtoi Shel Oin. That Chochmas Noshim Bonso Beso is referring to the wife of Oin. Her Groisa Chochmas, she had Groisa Chochmas. And the Chaira, it seems very interesting. What was the Groisa Chochmas? She tied the Pashta Taina. We start mixing into a fight where you're going to get nothing out of. Going to get nothing out of this fight. This is a push to taina. This is what the Gemara says. You know what? Chachmas noshim bonza beisa. Psa grace of chachma. What was the grace of chachma? So there's two pshatim. How one can explain this? A person is involved in a fight, and there's a fight backwards and forwards. So a person gets very driven up, and he gets very involved. And the ikka what he wants to do is to get the other side. At that point, he already loses a bit of his seichel. He's not going with the normal seichel hayosha, because he's getting so driven up and so het up in the fight. To use a seichel hayosha, you've really got to calm down a bit, settle down, you know. But when you're driven up in the fight, it doesn't work like that. The Ishtosh and Oyim ben Peles, she thought straight, you know what? Let's not get hat up in the fight. Let's think straight. You know what? What do you have to gain out of it? And with that, she sorted out in the palace. Another pshat one can say is that in the palace was part of this fight. So Ishtosh Elohim could have said, could have given him over the head. We think you're doing over here. Moshe Rabbeinu is the God of Torah. Who do you think you are fighting with him? And if you do that, If she would have done that, then there had been a fight. No, he would have said, no, Korach is right, I got to fight. And what would have happened? What would have ended up? Garnished would have ended up as a fight, and nothing would have happened. What did Ishtosh Elohim do? She said, you know what? It could be even right. Maybe Korach is right. Okay, but still, what do you have to gain? What are you going to gain out of it? She agreed to his side. She said, you know what, you are right, but still, what do you have to gain? When a person wants to overcome someone else, so you could just fight against him, and then you're not going to get anywhere. Or you could say, do you know what, Mr. Gerechtaka, you're right, but still, what do you have to gain? Because the might of the machlokes over here, according to some shot, was a machlokes between Korach and Moshe Rabbeinu. So, Oyme Peles had nothing to do with it. You're still mixing into someone else's fight. It's known that there was a machlokes, Rabbi Yonis and Ibishitz, Rabbi Yaakov Emden, a great machlokes. And Rosh Rabbi Yonis and Ibishitz was traveling, and he stayed in an inn, and he came into the inn, and the Yidlich Dotan was sitting down by the table, and what do you think they were discussing? The Grace of Machlokes, the Machlokes, Rabbi Yaakov Emden, and Rabbi Yonis and Ibishitz. So Rabbi Yonis and Ibishitz came in, and he sat down, and he said, you know what? I've always had the kasha. He said, at the end of the Seder night, we say Chad Gadio. Right? The whole Chad Gadio and the stick and the dog and the cat. The ganze zach. He said, if you make a cheshbon, the chayra, who was right? The first one was right, and then the next one wasn't right because he was right. Kids, every second one was right. And if it will come out that the Rebbeinu Shleilam at the end was wrong. Are you talking? Could it be? But Rabbi Yonis and Ibishitz, the Torah says that they were all wrong. Why are you getting involved in a machlokes that's not yours? Why are you getting involved in someone else's arguments? Rabbi Shlomo was right. He could get involved. But why is the cat and the fire and the water, why are you getting involved in someone else's fight? So Rabbi Yonis and Ibishitz told these Yidden sitting in the inn, discussing him, Yaakov Emden, Rabbi Yonis and Ibishitz, oh, why are you getting involved? What's it going to do with you? Why was Oyme Peles getting involved? What's going to do with you? You're going to get nothing out of it. That was the taina of Ishtoi. Shall Oyme Peles. Pasuk carries on. Pasuk says that when Korach came by Kola Moshe Val Aaron by Yemalim Rav Lochen Ki Chol Aida Kulam Kadoshim Seicham Hashem Amatua Tisnatu Akal Hashem. Pasuk says by Yishma Moshe he heard by Yipol Alponov. Yipol Alponov. There was once someone came to the Balatanya. And he came to the Balatanya with Tainus. And he said to the Balatanya, how come you're fearing like a king, like a malucha? How can it be? You're a psabal gaiva. So the Balatanya, he put his head down for a few minutes, picked his head up, and he told his answer, and so that was the end of the story. So one of the Gabon there, one of the Mukarovim of the Balatanya asked the Balatanya, why do you have to put your head down? Just tell him the answer straight away. He said, I learned it from the Pasuk. The Pasuk says, Vayishma Moshe, Vayipul Aponov. And afterwards he says, Vayidaber El Koirach, Lemoi Boyka Vyoida, Hashem Eser Hashaloi. Why do you have to be Yipul Aponov? So the Balatanya, that you know why you have to be Yipul Aponov? Because Moshe Rabbeinu thought to himself that maybe this is a Shliach of the Rebbeinu Shleilom. Tell him that maybe I am being noyeg with Gaiva. Maybe I am a bit of a Bal Gaiva. You're being a bit of a Balgaiva. Moshe Rabbeinu thought himself Esher Taka. So Moshe Rabbeinu made the Cheshbon HaNefesh. Binich Taka, a Balgaiva. So Vayipol Aponov. And there, after he did the Cheshbon HaNefesh, then he said, you know what? Boike V'yoida Hashem Es HaShaloi. A similar thing we find later on in the parasha. It says in the Pasuk that Moshe Rabbeinu says, Vayichar Moshe, and he says, Loi chamor echod nososi, I didn't take, Loi chamor echod mehem nososi, Vayichar la Moshe moid, Vayim el Hashem, al teifen al mechosom, Loi chamor echod mehem nososi, Vloi arieise es achad mehem. So Rashi says, Vayichar l'moishe moed. Normally, Vayichar is translated as he got angry. Says Rashi, Nitzta'ir ad l'moed. Nitzta'ir. Doesn't mean that he got angry. He was very upset. So there's Naim L'Torah says, what does it mean he got upset? It should mean he got angry. Vayichar means he got angry, not that he got upset. Says the Naim L'Torah, no. Nitzta'ir ad l'moed. Because they will be choshed him that he's using, he's a Balgaiva. and he's even taken from the Yidden. So he was nistair. He was upset about it. He said, maybe Taka, they're right. Maybe I'm using the middle of Gaiva. So he was made the cheshbon nefesh. And then he said, no, loy chamoir echot mehem nosozia, I haven't taken anything from you. That was the godless, that nimus of Moshe Rabbeinu. Later on in the parasha, when the Moshe Rabbeinu told them that if the Rabbeinu Shalom makes a huge nest, that the ground opens up, then in Kamois Kala Adam Yumusan Eile, if all these 250 people die as usual, then you know Loy Hashem Shalachoni. Then you know then Hashem hasn't sent me. But in Berea Yivra Hashem, if Hashem creates something out of the norm, Upotza Aretz Hadom Espio Ubala Isom, then you know. Then you should know these people are wrong. That's the Satmar Rebbe. But why does it say that if they die in normal death, then you know Hashem hasn't sent me? But if Hashem creates something out of the norm, then you know Hashem has sent me, and they're wrong. Why does it say that if they die in normal death? If they live, why do you have to talk about dying? Why is it all dying? If they live and they don't die, then you know, then Hashem hasn't sent me. But if they die with the death of a Briya Yivra Hashem, a new creation of a PRS, then you know that I'm right. Why does it have to be that if they die in all this? Says the Satmar Rebbe, whether Korach was right, whether he was wrong, but you have to listen to the God Lador. Korach could be right. Says Moshe Rabbeinu, I don't know if you're right or wrong. Well, he knew whether he was right or wrong. But he said, whether you're right or wrong, you're going to die. You're going to die because you didn't listen to me. And I'm the God Lador. And the Asisa Kechel Asher Yeruchah, you've got to listen to the God Lador. Now the question is, how are you going to die? If you die a normal death, then you know I'm not right. But if you die a not normal death with the ground opening up, then you know I'm right. Sorry? No, because you said Vasiza Kholash Yerucha, like the Pasuk says that even if they say that on Yamin of Smoil or Smoil Yamin, that what's right is left and left right, you still have to listen to them. Because you have to listen to the God Lador whether he's right or whether he's wrong. Because he's a God Lador. Oh. So there's a Zadiq over here, the Pasuk. The Pasuk says, Pozuk says a Pozuk Lamed. V'imberia yivra Hashem u'potzasa ho'adomo espio. Pozuk Lamed, we call it ho'adomo. U'bola isom esko, huh? The next Pozuk, it says also, v'hikcha lois l'dabe eskola adomo, ma'ile v'atiboko ho'adomo. V'im Pozuk Lamed beis, the Pozuk says, Pozuk Lamed gimel, v'atchas aleyem ho'oretz. The Pasuk goes from Ha'adoma to Oretz, and Ha'adoma to Oretz. Why does the Pasuk change the Nusach? I stay with Ha'adoma all the way, or Oretz all the way. So the Malbim says there's a difference between Ha'adoma and Ha'oretz. He says Ha'adoma is the top of the earth. Ha'adoma is the top layer. The Oretz is the bottom. Maybe he says, this Pia Oretz, this came from very deep down. This mouth that the Ribbono Shel Olam created came from very deep down in the Oretz. And therefore, all we needed to do is, the Hadoma had to open up in order to let this Pia Oretz, to give way to this Pia Oretz. Therefore he says like this, the Pasuk goes like this, V'im B'riya Yivra Hashem, U'potzasu Hadoma Es Pia. The Adoma will open its mouth, and later on also Vatiboko Adoma Shatachteim. The Adoma is going to give way to the mouth of the earth underneath to go to do its job. And then the Pasuk says later Vatifto Acharet Espia Vatimlo Isom Espotem Iskol Adoma Shalekoyach Vatachasaleim Aretz. Then the Aretz is going to open up and be covered over them. That's what the Malbim says. However, the Mashal, it's interesting to note, the Mashal says exactly punkt faket. He says the Oretz is the top layer. And Hadoma is the bottom layer. It says the Mashal, how do I know? Because the Pasuk in Parashas Noyach, by the Mabel, the Pasuk says, V'hinini mashchisom es haretz. And what does Rashi say? Es haretz means the gimel tfachim of the machresha, of the plow. So we see the oretz is the top layer. So the Hadoma is underneath. And therefore says the Mashal, a geshmak of shat. He says, we say, there's two different brachas we make. We make Bairei Pariya Adoma and Amoitzi Lechem Min Haaretz. Here is Adoma and here's Eretz. Why do we change the Nusach? He says, Bairei Pariya Adoma, because where does the Peris come from the Adoma? From deep down. Deep down is the Adoma. So that's why we say Bairei Pariya Adoma. But by when we make Hamoitzi, we're saying, who's being moitzi the produce? It's the oretz, that's the top of the land. That's we say, ha-moitzi lechem, where's it coming out from the maisa? It's coming out from the top. So we say, ha-moitzi lechem, min oretz. Then we come to the matois, when all the shavotim put their mate, their sticks, in the oil moyed, and what happened was, the matter of Aaron HaKoyen, of Sheva Levi, that was what started to grow almonds. So Pashtus, we think that, do you know what? We see over here that all the other matters weren't good, and only the matter of Aaron, that was the one that produced Shkedim, that produced the almonds, that was the relation was shown with that, that was Aaron's stick, that is the main one, that is the one that can produce. I heard a vote from Osher Arieli Shlito, and he said pshat like this: everyone's got their potential and everyone's got their place where they could steig their mitzvahs, everyone's got their avodas Hashem. The Rebbe Yishlom was showing Klal Yisrael over here that the avoda is for Aaron HaKoyen only, not for Koyrach, not for the 250 men. And therefore the Rebbe Yishlom showed that the place that the almonds came to grow, the growth of Aaron HaKoyen is only in the oil moed. Means only Aaron HaKoyen's growth is in the oil moed, not Koyrach, not the 250 men. Of course, your sticks are good sticks. They're there to grow, to steig, but not here, not in the oil moed, elsewhere. You have to learn, to learn Torah, avoda, gemilas chasodim. But only Aaron HaKoyen's growth is in the oil moed. And that's why they put them in the oil moed, to show that growth of Aaron HaKoyen and only him is in the oil moed. Later on in the parasha, the pasuk goes through all the matnas kahuna, or matnas leviyo. So when it comes to the matnas leviyo, the pasuk says, "Lebnei Levi perik yud ches pasuk chof alef lebnei Levi nonosati kol maser biyisrael lanachelo chilef avodaschem." It seems from the pasuk that chilef avodaschem. Now matnas leviyo is chilef avodaschem. It's in turn because they're doing the avoda. That means we give matnas leviyah to the leviyim. That's because they're doing the avoda, they're singing, and they're guarding the base of Mikdash. Therefore, in turn, we give them matnas leviyah. What about matnas kahuna? Is matnas kahuna also chilef avodas? So what the Ktsoi says that Matnas Kohun is also Chilef Avodaschem. It's also in turn because they're doing the Avod in the Beis HaMikdash, so in turn we give them the Chavtal of Matnas Kohun. That's what the Ktsoi says. However, the Netziv says that there's a difference between the Matnas Leviyah and the Matnas Kohun. Matnas Leviyah is Chilef Avodaschem. It's in turn for the work that they're doing. Manas kahuna is nothing to do with the work that they're doing. Now why should that be? Because really the manas kahuna are really the Levium, they're working more on the external of the Beis HaMikdash. They're doing the singing, they're guarding the Beis HaMikdash. The Koinim, they're Mamish Arayin Lifnai Lifnim, in the Kodesh, they're doing the Avoida of the Beis HaMikdash right in the Beis HaMikdash. So they're really, that's not a job to do, this is something that a person wants to do. This is something like that, that's not something that you get paid for. And therefore, that's not Chilef Avodaschem. The Drosha Saran says that all the Matnas Kahuna, if you look through all the Matnas Kahuna, we give them Chala, we give them Basa of the Kodshim. He says, we have to give them food, we're going to give the Kohenim food to eat. He said, not only that, we're going to give them Basa, because to eat with the bread. He said, we give them Reishis Hageiz, we give them wool. Why do we give them wool? Because they need clothes to wear. So we have to give, the Matnas Kahuna is revolved around, giving the Kohenim all what they need. It's not a payment for what they do, that's by the Matnas Leviyot. But the Matnas Kahuna is, we have to give them all what they need in order to do the Avodah Beis HaMikdash. So they need to eat, they need clothes. And that's the Yesod of the Matnas Kahuna. I go to Chodesh, I go to Shabbos.
Shmei Avraham.